Let's go from Iowa to Washington, where the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is in its final days after Democrats failed to get enough votes on Friday to allow for witnesses or evidence. Wednesday, Republicans are likely to acquit the president, even though many say his actions were wrong. So is this the end? NPR's Tim Mak covers national security and politics for NPR. He's been on Capitol Hill. He's still there. Hi, Tim.
Hey there.
And first, the Monday reaction to what happened in this trial over the weekend. Republican Senator Joni Ernst told CNN's Jake Tapper that the president asking Ukraine to investigate a political rival in exchange for military aid was not what she would have done.
Why wouldn't you have done it? Because it was wrong? Because it was inappropriate?
I think, generally speaking, going after corruption would be the right thing to do.
No, but going after the Bidens.
He did it maybe in the wrong manner.
And Senator Lamar Alexander was stronger. He said Democrats made their case. The president was wrong. But Alexander said it would pour gasoline on the culture wars to remove him. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz said also the president did it. It was wrong. What are you hearing? How are Republicans navigating that move from it didn't happen to it did?
Well, this has been something that's evolved throughout the course of this entire impeachment inquiry, not let alone the impeachment trial. There have always been pools of Republicans who have been open to saying that the president did something wrong. And that looking at the facts, the president committed some misconduct. There's been folks like Senator Ernst who have been willing to very lightly touch on the topic and say, oh, well, I would not have done what the president is accused of doing. But you'll notice that Senator Ernst doesn't quite come out and say that it was wrong or that it was immoral or that it was unethical to do what the president is accused of doing in Ukraine. And then, of course, there's this these allies of the president's who are still very close to him. I'm thinking about Senator Lindsey Graham, for example, who have said that the president's call was essentially perfect.
Well, what about, Tim, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what about the new stuff that is coming out? You know, on Friday night, the Justice Department revealed it had 24 emails that could show the president's thinking on Ukraine. On Friday, we watched during the trial as Adam Schiff looked directly at Trump lawyer Pat Cipollone and talked about the new New York Times report that John Bolton's unpublished manuscript describes a meeting where the president told Bolton to pressure Ukraine for this information about Democrats. And Cipollone was in that meeting. So looking ahead, is there thinking that Cipollone will face repercussions for not recusing himself?
Well, there's a sense that that this investigation into what Democrats have called a scheme, this scheme around Ukraine, that investigation will not conclude with the ending of this trial, as if we expect the president is acquitted on Wednesday. The House still remains controlled by Democrats, and they continue to have the ability to investigate and issue subpoenas. And it is quite possible that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff may pursue this, may pursue a subpoena of John Bolton, may pursue a copy of Mr. Bolton's manuscript, which is now undergoing a security review. There are a lot of unanswered questions in the eyes of Democrats, and they may want to continue to look at those. So the investigation could continue.
Well, but Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News he may try to speak with the whistleblower. He may subpoena him. We mentioned Senator Joni Ernst. She told Bloomberg News that if Joe Biden is elected, Republicans could immediately push to impeach him. I mean, just it feels as if if you do that, we'll do this.
Right. Well, there is an effort gearing up in the Senate, as you mentioned, to perhaps even hear from Hunter Biden and bring Hunter Biden before a Senate committee to answer questions. So there's a real sense on Capitol Hill that this doesn't end with the trial. This is perhaps just one act in a series of acts, and that there are a lot of unanswered questions that folks on both sides of the aisle have, and that there's, like you kind of hint at, there's some sort of unsettled scores.
Yeah, definitely. Meanwhile, we just have a few seconds to go here, but what's the tone today in the closing arguments?
Well, there's a sense of resignation among both sides that that this is a almost foregone conclusion, right? Yeah. We haven't seen large numbers of Republicans come out against the president. So, and you know, the bar is so high for conviction and removal. 67 senators need to come out and say that the president was guilty of the articles of impeachment. We haven't seen anything close to that. We may see a very party line vote when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So right now, we're going through some of these closing arguments and expect a vote on Wednesday for acquittal.
NPR's Tim Mak covers national security and politics for NPR. Tim, thank you.
Thanks a lot.